Welcome back, guys. Welcome back. It's your girl, DJ Tally. And if you haven't figured it out by now, my name is Crystal. Welcome to 2021. I know I have not been around for a while. I've really been going through stuff. And the reason that this show was even started was because I was going through stuff. It's been a lesson through my life lessons, where you guys learn how to be a better version of yourselves. Like I'm learning how to be a better version of myself. So today I wanted to talk about forgiveness. And not your normal forgiveness of other people. Your forgiveness to yourself. I have not always been the best person in the world. And I'm not attempting to excuse my actions or inactions. But I had a very traumatic upbringing. I'm from the hood, man. I'm from the hood in the Bronx, and where I was from, we were the first little Mexicans in the hood. And when you're in the hood and you don't look like everyone else, they will fucking remind you every fucking day. So you either learn how to fight or you learn how to have a mouth. So hoodness to me is having a mouth, and your mouth is reckless in the sense that you're going for everyone's throat before they come for yours. And technically that's a fucked up mentality. That's like a dog eat dog mentality, right? Either you're gonna bite me or I'm gonna bite you, but one of us is gonna be bit, and we're gonna understand who has the high authorization or where we are in life. And if you're brought up like that, you're always ready to attack. And I'm not excusing my actions. I'm just stating that hurt people hurt people. This is who I was. This is how I was raised. It doesn't excuse it. But what I can do is change it within myself and attempt to move forward every day. I have not always been the best person. I have, in the past, had a very slick mouth. I have intimidated people when I felt that I was intimidated. I felt that I've always been very reactive. The problem is, I feel like I might have been overreactive. I never messed with anybody that I felt was a genuinely good person. However, who am I to judge another person and say what is good or bad about a person? And I haven't always affiliated with people that are of high quality and integrity because I was tired of being on the receiving end. And that was weak of me in that moment. However, I never showed loyalty to anybody that was mean to another person to an extent that I felt like that was disgusting. You know what I mean? Like, joking around is one thing, but like where you did some physical harm or you hurt somebody or you pushed them or you shoved them, that was not me at all. However, it does not excuse the people that I affiliated with. And it doesn't excuse my behavior if I've ever laughed or smirked about something that I heard being said. In the hood, right, sometimes it's not always a person attacking you. But it's a joke, right? But it's a fucked up joke. And it's just like the way we're taught. Like, for example, if you're a child and you're in a household where everybody is always calling you a bad name, like your name is not your name. It's fucking dog. You're gonna believe your name was really fucking dog, man. And I'm not trying to be an asshole. Like, I'm being dead ass. If you're raised in an environment where somebody is telling you who you are every day, you will believe it. You will believe it. You will. It will be engraved in your head to the extent that you think this is normal. And if you normalize that toxic behavior as an equivalent to being love, then this is what you're spewing as love to other people. And I'm not saying that it's right. I'm just saying that sometimes this is why we as people, we get attracted to toxic ass people. And it doesn't mean that you're a bad person, but you get attracted to the toxic person because in your household, you dealt with someone being so toxic and you having to remind yourself that this was love, that now this is the love that you accept. So if you have shitty friends and they're talking shit to you, you're taking it like, nah, they're just joking with me. They're just kidding. It's nothing serious. I'm like low-key, like, I love Scorpios. But low-key, Scorpios love that shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they like that bickering with people. Like, it kind of is like a turn-on. Like, the Scorpios that I know, maybe they're just low energy or lower valued Scorpios, but it's just like they like that. Like, they like that bickering. It turns them on. And that's the thing. If you're raised in a toxic behavior, this toxicity is love to you. This is what you know. You know what I mean? This is what you're used to. This is not new. The new for people that are raised in the hood or people that have a high guard, the new is scary. Because I can understand toxic behavior because that's where I grew up in. So I know that means love. And I know when that love means no, they're really talking shit to you. Like, they hate you as a person. The thing is that we confuse that toxicity's thin line. And we don't realize how toxic it is. You know what I mean? Like, instead of us correcting the people in our lives, like, yo, I don't think that's cool. I don't appreciate it. We take it like, oh, they're just fucking with them. Like, it's funny. Instead of, yo, that's fucked up. Like, you should stop the shit that you're doing. Like, you don't know how that's going to affect the other person. And when you're a kid, you're just learning how to be a better person. You're learning how to be a good person, a solid person. So if you're taught bad, sometimes, like, yo, it takes years to break that cycle. I came from the hood where I was bullied a lot. I believe that I might have bullied people, and I'm sorry. And I'm sorry that I hung around people that did. And I can't take back who I was yesterday. And sometimes I don't think that I meant to bully people. It was just that my guard was so high that if something smart was said to me or I felt like I was slighted, I had to respond right away because I wasn't going to allow anybody to think that I was their stepping ground. I am not who I was yesterday. And I don't know who I was to the people in my life. All I know is that I'm a work in progress every day. I try to hold back my smart remarks. I might be snippy if somebody snips at me, or I might say something, but I try not to make a big deal of things. And I attempt to let things go more often than none because I realize that, yo, some things aren't personal. Sometimes we as people, we're not doing anything personally to hurt the other person. Some of us have forgotten who we were. And we're reminded when we interact with certain people, like, shit, I wasn't the best person yesterday. But I am continuously growing. And I was in a recent situation and where I had someone tell me, like, why I couldn't see them grow. And I realized, like, yo, the thing with growing is that it's not to appease anyone. It's not to make anyone feel comfortable about who you are or who you're becoming. Right? As I grow and I become a better person, or I attempt to become a better person, there's a lot of me that I'm shedding. I sometimes look like I'm holding back, but it's because I don't want to be that cutting person where I'm going for your jugular because we're having a discussion and I'm shutting down, so I don't want to communicate. Right? So as I establish my boundaries, as I grow, I realize that some people are only gonna always remember the shitty person that we were. Or the shitty person that people made us become. They're only gonna remember that part of us. And the thing is that they're entitled to remember whoever they wanna remember. But that doesn't stop you from growing. It doesn't stop you from moving forward. All you can do in life is decide who you're willing to deal with and who you're not as you continue to grow. You might have been a shitty person because that's all you were shown. But now it's your responsibility to grow and become a better person. How do you become a better person now from what you were? You show love. And you showed it in a sense where it's what you would have wanted for yourself. As I grow, I realize I can't hold on to certain relationships. I love Virgos, but they are so critical. They're very critical and very judgy. And I'm not going to say that because I have a Virgo moon. I am not going to say that I am free of being critical and judgy. However, I realize as I grow, who am I? Who am I? Who did I think I was, man? How privileged was I that, or privied was I that I thought it was okay to do the things that I did? And I can't take that back. All I can do is apologize and move forward. And as I move forward, if a person still reminds me of my past or has me chained to that version of who I was, or they like to trigger me to the extent that that old version comes out, I now realize that that is them pushing a boundary. And me as a bigger person, I have to, like, If I'm sitting at a table, pick myself up and walk out. And this weekend, I learned how important boundaries are. And I realized that sometimes we have to have boundaries with ourselves as well. In the sense that you have to remind yourself constantly, like, we're not going to get back into this negative mindset or negative talking to yourself. Because if you're constantly reminding yourself that you're living a shitty life, you're going to project that and continue to live it. And me as a person, like, I can't. So, yeah, it sounds fucked up that I reconnected with people. And as I reconnect with people, I genuinely love them. And I do. I really do. Like, I remember the goodness of most people. And if I felt you were shitty, I think I've tried to apologize and I try to be a better person to you. Because I don't know if that was necessarily what I deserved. And so I can't fault a person if they treat me bad, right? And this is something that I learned. I realized, right, that I take a lot of negativity in, because sometimes I'm like, maybe this is what I deserve because I spewed this. But as I get older, I'm like, you know what? If I was that person to you, I'm sorry. I can only move forward. And in me moving forward, the only thing I can do is be the best version of myself. And if you can't see that, I am genuinely sorry. I'm not saying it like, yo, I'm sorry, like, in a shitty way. Like, you know how people be like, I'm sorry you can't see who I am. Like, go fuck yourself. No, I'm not saying it like that. I'm genuinely sorry, like, that you can't see who I am. And see that, yo, I genuinely love you as a person. And I'm trying to be a better person. But I can't live in who you thought I was yesterday. I can only be who I am today. Yeah, I am not moving to your liking or what you think you deserve at the moment. But to me, this isn't what I deserve. And that's perfectly fine. Because sometimes, like, we are, as people, are healing in two different ways. Some of us want to be more realistic and be stuck on the negative. And some of us are just trying to go love and light. But for you to get into the love and light, you have to sit there and be honest and very apologetic. So you can honestly walk into that light. And if you're being realistic, how much of it is realism? And how much of it is really cursing yourself by living in your past and not seeing past it? At this point, if I reach out to you, I feel like it is God sending me to apologize, to get grace or be given grace. And if we can't cohesively communicate or work together, then I'm sorry that I'm never gonna be who you want me to be. And I'm sorry that I don't meet your standards. But that's fine. It's fine. It's fine to not meet everyone's standards. And it's fine to, like, have people in your life that aren't meant to be there. You know what I mean? And it's fine to let people just easily come into your life and easily let go of them. And it's okay to have people just temporarily be there. You know what I mean? Like, I think that as I age, I realize that, yo, not everybody's going to be in my life for the rest of my life. And not everybody's going to see that I'm a good person. And not everyone's going to think that I'm a good person. And that's okay. They don't have to. Some people are going to take my smart mouth for being very offensive. Some people are going to take my jolliness as ingenuine because they can't understand why I'm so happy. And to me, yo, I've worked so hard to get to a point where I can smile when I go out. Because I was so stuck in a place that I didn't enjoy any part of life. That to me, it's like, it hurts that people would think that I'm not being honest. But I'm not gonna stop me. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that my jolliness offends you. I'm sorry that my happiness makes you angry because you're not there. Or because you feel like I'm being fake or not realistic. No, I realize that people are shitty. They're still shitty out there. Not everyone is perfect. I realize that I have a lot of work to do within myself. I am trying to be a person that never takes more than what I am given. And I'm trying to be very honest in my path. And I'm very sorry for anyone that I might have hurt in my past. But if we're not trying to move forward and look for brighter days, I just can't stay in them gloomy days anymore. And I'm okay with not being for everybody, because that's the thing. We are not for everybody. You are not always gonna be loved by everybody. And that is fine, because the people that love you love the shit out of you. Even when you say stupid shit, because they know that you don't mean it. It's just that you have to remember too, some people are more sensitive. And you don't know where everybody's at right now in life. And you don't know where everybody is. So you have to be very conscious. You know what I mean? Conscious of what you throw at people, because I have friends that are very sensitive, and I can never joke with them about stupidity. And they're not for the bullshit. You know, they're just there for like getting their lives on track and trying to be the best version of themselves. And yo, their fucking ambition is phenomenal. Like, these people are fucking amazing. It's amazing to see somebody be only about moving forward in a sense that they are not hurting anybody. I'm not gonna front, I still say fucked up shit. Like, I talk shit about Trump. But who doesn't? You know what I mean? Like, who doesn't? But I digress. This is what I mean. Like, you know what I mean? Like, to some people, that might be taken negative because I'm a Trump hater. Okay. I'm okay with that. See what I mean? Like, what I'm getting to is that it's okay to have an opinion. It's okay to be opinionated. It's okay to be yourself. But once you begin to lie to yourself to appease the other person, or you begin to lie to them to appease yourself or make yourself stand in a better light, we are deviating from path. Because honestly, in this journey called life, you are on a path. people are supposed to come in and out of your life, and some of them will walk with you on the journey, not because they're literally walking with you, but because they're going to play roles in your life throughout it. Like, they might start off as that manager, and then 10 years down the road, you guys are still friends. Like, your kids grow together, your kids hang out, because you share the same values. And that's what it is. Like, I realize that my friendships are like that. Yo, I love the way my friends love their kids. It's what I've always aspired to be. I love how much love they give to their kids. And so that gives me hope that it's possible and I'm not crazy sometimes. As I move into a life where I'm trying to be a better person and I'm trying to associate with only good people, I see that my level of friendship is I only take people in, or I only allow these energies around me, because not only are they healing, but oh my God, they teach me how to be a better person. I have one Sagittarius friend that she gives me so much fucking hope that I'm gonna be okay and that people are gonna love me no matter what. Like, she uplifts my soul. And I love her dearly. And she doesn't even know the amount of love I have for her. And as I age, I'm like, I genuinely love her. Like, yo, I love who she's becoming. And it teaches me, yo, that it's okay. Like, even if you were a snippy person, you can be a better version. Like, you know what I mean? Because I was snippy. And she's like, girl, I was the same way. Forgive yourself. You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, I get so upset because, you know, sometimes I come out of pocket. And she's like, forgive yourself. That's the only way you can move forward, because you're staying stuck in not forgiving yourself. And that's the thing, right? When we realize that we fuck up, or we're getting treated so poorly, and we're trying to like justify why we're getting treated this poorly, we internalize a lot, and we realize, like, you know, people did me shitty, but I've also been a shitty person. I've also deflected some of their help. And when you start realizing where you deflected, you're like, shit, how do I say sorry to all these people and them truly understand that, yo, I'm sorry from the bottom of my heart. I never meant to hurt you. I am not that person anymore. And I wish I could take you on my journey of life, wherever it leads me. If you want to be friends, I'm okay with it. And if you don't, I'm okay with it as well. I mean, you know, ill will. I have nothing but love for you. And even as we grow, although we might not see eye to eye, and although you might not agree with my political stance or what I find to be more important in life, or how I feel that single moms are highly underrated, and I feel mental health is a big, big issue, that's perfectly fine. We don't have to agree on everything, as long as we can be cordial and we can be honest no matter what. Friendship is about honesty, where you can tell that person, like, yo, you hurt my feelings. Well, I didn't like this. I forgot how the saying goes, but there's a saying that, like, it's like when somebody does something bad to you the first time, like, you know, I forgave you, The second time it was a lesson. The third time you're taking advantage, man. So it's the same theory, right? This is how you differentiate who you're gonna have in your life and who's not gonna be in your life. Is you get to the point where it's like, I'm forgiving you to see who you are today. If you show me who you are today, I will believe you. If you still see me as a past person, I'm not gonna show up as that person. And if that bothers you, I'm sorry. And if you can appreciate this person, let's be friends, yo. And if you shit on me, that was a lesson. I won't let it happen again. And if you feel I shitted on you, then be honest. And tell me where you felt that I did wrong, because as I'm moving through life, I'm trying to stop myself from being bad in the sense that I feel like I'm being an evil person. And I'm genuinely working on myself. So if you feel that I offend you, please let me know. And when people are truthful with you, you have to remember two things. Listen to what they're saying and do not take it personal. Because this is who you were. This is not who you are. That old you does not defy you. That old you does not break you. That old you taught you who you no longer want to be. It's like, you know, when you're growing up, there's certain things that your parents do, like, I grew up in a boarding school where I lived with 12 girls and a house mom, and there were certain things that I said, yo, I'm just not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do this. And it was something that stuck with me. And, you know, you have to remember who you are all the time. So if you feel like you're at a table and the table, yo, there's too much fighting, you pick yourself up and you walk away. You reestablish your boundaries around everybody. This is who I am. I'm sorry that you're still stuck on who I was. But I just can't keep moving in the same direction. And I can't stay stuck in the past. I can't allow you to dampen my positivity because you feel negative. I am trying to become a better person. And I hope that you see me becoming a better person so it can inspire you to be a better person. And if I'm wrong, I will realize it. And I will come back and apologize. And if it's too late, I'm sorry. And maybe that's just God saying, like, you know, you guys have strong personalities. And you guys haven't learned how to submit in a sense where, and it's not really submit, but like, submit really means to compromise. So you're not in a point that you can compromise to understand the other person's point of view. And that means that you still need growth. So that's why forgiveness is very key. Like, forgiveness means that I accept that I'm not a perfect person. I accept that I cannot be perfect with everybody. I accept that I have my own way of thinking. And to other people, my common sense might not be common to them. And vice versa. And that is perfectly fine. And some people will never love you to the extent that you feel you deserve or how you want to be loved. Some moms aren't privied to coddle their child. And some moms get to coddle the fuck out of their kids, and it's beautiful. And that doesn't mean that either one of them is that, you know, one is better than the other. No, no, no. It means they both make it work. The mom that doesn't coddle doesn't mean she doesn't love the fuck out of her child. It's just that they have to move a certain way. Love is never, it's not always equal to people, like, because we don't love the same, like, you know, love languages matter. And I think, like, my biggest lesson has been in forgiveness is forgiving myself. Forgiving myself because, yo, I realize I'm not gonna agree with a lot of people. And they're not gonna agree with me. And it's forgiving myself because they can't understand me as a person. You know what I mean? It's okay. I'm not for everybody, and everybody's not for me. So I hope you guys learned that in forgiveness, we have to love ourselves and we have to forgive ourselves. And we honestly gotta let our pride down and ask for forgiveness. Because this whole mentality of like, oh, I'm not gonna ask her for forgiveness because I was reacting. I'm not gonna apologize because that person was an asshole. I'm not gonna apologize because I feel salty. I'm not gonna apologize because I'm not wrong. You'll forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for living an ego. Forgive yourself that you felt salty or you felt that you lost. Forgive yourself for not being the best version of yourself. It's okay. It doesn't defy you. What are you gonna do now? Do you stay stuck there? Or do you move forward and you attempt to be the best person ever? Because as for as much time as we have, yo, if anything 2020 has taught me is, yo, we don't take advantage of our time correctly. We don't tell the people we love that we love them. We are constantly on guard. I mean, like, COVID made it, like, you know, where people have to, you know, be more protective. Yo, like, sexually transmitted diseases made it so people could stop being free, man. The point is, we're so guarded because, you know, we have been shitted on or we come from shitty environments, and that's all we're taught. That when we let our guard down, we either let our guard down with the wrong people because we overexpose ourselves, or we underexpose ourselves and we lost genuinely good people in our lives. And if 2020 taught me anything, it was that there are fucking genuinely beautiful fucking souls in this world. And sometimes you miss out on them because you are stuck in your own mind. I don't want to live my life thinking that I didn't apologize to people. And I don't want to live my life thinking that, yo, I'm still that person that I was yesterday. So I have to forgive myself and genuinely believe who I am, and who I'm becoming, and who I believe myself to be. And I have to genuinely ask for forgiveness from the people that I might have hurt. I don't know who I was to you yesterday, but I am so sorry. And if you can't find it in your heart to forgive me, that is, you are entitled to have your own sentiment. I just want you to know that I'm sorry. And to all the people that I love, I will always love you. And if I have at any point loved you or interacted with you or laughed with you or cried with you, I have loved you. I will love you. You will always be in my heart. Because honestly, yo, I had a friend that would say, he said this often. He said, Crystal, you're like a marshmallow, fluffy on the inside. And it's true. Like, I always have my guard up because I know I'm soft. There's a lot of things that I'm soft with. For me to be in my negative, I feel like I've done enough. And some people feel like it's not enough. And this is the give and take kind of relationships. Some people will take and take until they take everything out of you. And if you're a giver, you're going to give them, but it's because you love the shit out of them. And babe, we're going to have to learn to stop giving. And forgive yourself a lot. Forgive yourself that you can't give. And forgive yourself for feeling guilty that you can't give. And vice versa. Like, if somebody feels they can't forgive me, I don't ever want them to feel guilty about it. Like, it's fine. And I'm not saying it because I feel less sorry. It's not because I feel less sorry. It's fine because I realize that I might have hurt you in a sense that I can't take it back. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I can't take it back. So, forgive, eh? Learn how to forgive, guys. Forgive yourselves. More than anybody in the world. Forgive yourself. And walk in greatness. Be the best version of yourself. No matter who believes you. They will see you. Like, you see these famous people, like, you think they didn't have people in their corner telling them that they weren't gonna be shit? Like, no, you're not gonna do it. I like Snow the product. If you guys have not checked her out, please fucking check her out. And she said it, like, you know, like, she had people not believing in her vision. And now that she's doing well, people are like, oh shit, like, you're really doing this. You know what I mean? Like, what? She's genius. But that's what it is. Like, it's walking in your purpose and being true to yourself. It doesn't matter. Like, yeah, it's hard because it's like you get hard on yourself. But If this is who you are, then be it and be the best version of yourself. No matter who you decide to be, like even if you're a negative person and you just want to spew negativity, you'll be the best negative person in the world. Just not around me. But you know what I mean? Like, be whoever you want to be. If you want to be Daria, be fucking Daria, man. Be a smart mouth. I love her. But be her. You know what I mean? Like, embody that. And don't let anyone make you feel bad about embodying who you decide to be. If you want to be the happiest person in the world because you want to be the motherfucking sun and you want to, like, glow rainbows and butterflies and you want to shine light everywhere you go, you fucking shine your motherfucking light. Just be you, man. So, thank you for joining me and lasting with me all this time. Catch you next time.